Chris Molina.
Halima Shah.
You like sci-fi.
Yes, and this kind of comes back to a discussion that you and I had maybe a couple weeks ago. You remember what we were talking about?
Yes, I'm a sci-fi hater.
You are a sci-fi hater. I'm a sci-fi lover. What I don't love so much is horror.
I can handle horror as long as there's a plot line, but that brings me to my next point. I was super into Stranger Things.
And see, I was not into Stranger Things. I liked where the plot was going, but I'm gonna be totally honest with you. I got two episodes in, I was freaking out. What was the appeal to you?
So I will say that I watched Stranger Things, and then I went out at midnight to take the trash out, and I live in an early 20th century home, and there were weird noises coming from my house, and I still want to go back and watch it. It was like a throwback to the 80s, an era that I personally can't recall, but I thought it was great. I thought it was so good. I thought the characters were so real. It makes you feel nostalgic whether or not you were around in the 80s.
We're going to need some outside help here determining, is this a show worth watching or not? Jen Chaney is here with us. She is the TV columnist at Vulture. Hey, Jen, thanks for being with us here today.
Thanks for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about your feelings on Stranger Things. Did you like the show?
I did like the show. And it's really interesting to hear you say that even though you don't remember the 80s, it made you feel nostalgic for it in a way.
Yeah, it totally did.
Because I think a lot of people had that response. And I remember the 80s very well, as I betray my age. and what appealed to me about it was the period piece aspect of it, because I remember that era well, and because it was really evoking a lot of the films that came out around that time period. They specifically call out Poltergeist, but there are things in there that echo E.T. and that echo John Carpenter's work and other things. And there was no more influential movie on me at a young age than E.T. and Poltergeist. I saw them like very close to each other. They came out the same summer. So to have something that was evoking that just immediately struck a chord with me, but I wasn't sure it would strike a chord with people who were younger because, as you said, you don't necessarily remember that or have that connection. So I was kind of gratified to see that people responded to it regardless. And I think it is a period piece. There's no question about it. I mean, what I had written in my original review was that, you know, it felt like you weren't just watching some show on Netflix. It was like something from an old VHS tape that somebody secretly uploaded to Netflix. And you're like, oh, I just found this. You know, it had that kind of feeling about it. And I think what I like about Stranger Things is that there was a sense of, for lack of a better way of putting it, magical realism, where it wasn't the kind of sci-fi where you go to some other planet that looks completely different from what you were used to. It was sci-fi intruding on a situation that's recognizable, especially if you're a kid, which is sort of typical suburban family life. And I love stories like that.
Something is coming. Something angry. Hungry for your blood. It is almost here.
What is it?
It's the Thessal Hydra, I'm telling you.
It's not the Thessal Hydra.
I'm telling you, it's the Thessal Hydra.
The Thessal Hydra!
Ugh! Damn it!
It roars in anger! Will, your action!
What should I do?
Fireball him!
14!
Direct hit! Will the Watcher's fireball hits the Thessal Hydra! It makes a painful... And then it crumbles to the ground!
Its clawed hand reaches for you one last time, and yeah!
Yeah, I definitely think that was why it appealed to me, because when I start a sci-fi movie and it's immediately on another planet, I'm like, you've lost me. I don't see myself in this location anytime soon. Even if I had the option of going to space, I don't know if I would. But I really did feel like I was watching a period piece, almost in a way that reminded me of watching Mad Men.
Right. And, you know, when you mentioned Mad Men, I think one of the reasons Mad Men was so absorbing, there are many reasons, but the production design on that show was so evocative. And I think Stranger Things, the production design team did a really great job in the same way. Like even the phone in Winona Ryder's house, a yellow rotary phone. I was like, that phone was in my kitchen when I was growing up. And certainly there's a scene where Winona Ryder's character is talking to Will, the boy who gets abducted, but it's before he gets abducted. It's like a flashback. And she's remembering talking to him about going to see Poltergeist. And as I mentioned, that was a really formative movie moment for me personally. And she holds up even the movie ticket, I think, that she had bought.
So there's something in Stranger Things in particular that you don't often see and some of the other modern sci-fi works. And that's like this theme of free-range childhood. And I think that was something that a lot of people reacted to, because it's basically about these three or four boys who get on their bikes and they just go and they kind of take their fate into their own hands. Is that something that we might see make a comeback for real-life kids?
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because if you go back and you look at, you know, a lot of the movies from that era, like E.T., like The Goonies, you know, you always see that kind of imagery of these kids just rolling off on their bikes and, yeah. and going off and having these adventures. And even Super 8, the J.J. Abrams movie that came out that was, again, evoking the 70s and early 80s period, you yeah. saw that too. And when I talked to Millie Bobby Brown, who's one of the child actors who's in Stranger Things, she plays 11, when I asked her, you know, what, when you were pretending to be in the 80s, what felt the strangest to you about that era? And I expected her to say, oh, I couldn't use my phone or something like that. And she said it was that the kids could just go wherever they wanted because my parents don't let me do that.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about Eleven's character? She's the little girl who has run away from some institution who the boys stumble upon. And I don't know how to feel about her because she's the only little girl who's a main character, but then she's completely silent.
Mm-hmm.
Should we know better than to do that in 2016, 2017, to have, you know, female star characters, but then they don't have many lines?
Yeah, that's a really great point. I mean, the fact that Eleven doesn't talk, there is a reason for it. And I actually thought Millie Bobby Brown was so powerful that even when she was being silent, I was often more interested in what she was doing than what anybody else in the frame was doing.
Why did they hurt you? I just fell at recess. Mike.
Yeah?
Friends, tell the truth. I was tripped by this mouth breather, Troy, okay?
Mouth breather?
Yeah, you know. A dumb person. A knucklehead.
Knucklehead?
I don't know why I just didn't tell you. Everyone at school knows. I just didn't want you to think I was just such a wastoid, you know?
Mike.
Yeah?
I understand.
Oh. Okay. Cool. Cool.
And I'll say, you know, just even going out on Halloween this year, I saw so many people dressed as Eleven. And I think that spoke to that character really resonating maybe even more than any of the boys did, even though she didn't get to talk.
Well, and speaking of her talking, you did get to speak to Millie Bobby Brown, as you alluded to earlier, and it sounds like the quiet character that she plays on this TV show is very different than kind of the character that she is in real life. Can you talk more about what kind of person she is?
Yeah, I mean, I did one of the early interviews. I feel like now she's become a pro because she's just been making the rounds at award shows and, you know, on all kinds of, you know, late night talk shows and things like that. But I thought she was just lovely to talk to, very bright, very, you know, enthusiastic. I mentioned earlier asking her about things that she responded to from the 80s, and she went on for a while about how she discovered what a record player was from working on the show and then got her own record player. And she just had a really infectious enthusiasm about her that I really appreciated. And I'm happy to see her having so much success.
Wait, she's 12 years old and she's buying vinyl records?
Yeah.
Oh, there's hope for the next generation, I guess.
Are we just living in the age of nostalgia in general? Like, you're seeing 12-year-olds buy vinyl.
I think there is something to that. And I think the internet has changed that. We used to think that nostalgia only worked in 20-year cycles. But I think now, because we can access these any time period we want, just by looking around on YouTube or streaming a certain show, I feel like that 20-year cycle thing kind of has been obliterated. I mean, I feel like we've been looking at the 80s again for quite a long time, not just in Stranger Things, but in shows like The Americans, The Goldbergs.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like we have ruptured the space-time continuum, perhaps.
How pumped up are you for the second season of the show, which I believe is coming out fairly soon?
Yeah, it's going to be coming out later this year around Halloween time, which is appropriate, I think.
Sure.
I'm just really curious to see where they go with the story, because at the end of season one of Stranger Things, it was the kind of thing where you thought, well, this could probably be the end of this, because it wasn't clear at all, especially when I was first watching it before it had reached the masses, that there would be a season two. And I thought, well, that's just kind of the end. But they also left some doors open for the plot that I'm curious to see where they go with it. So I'm excited, and I just hope that it lives up to all the excitement that it has generated in the year since it came out.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited too. Jen, thanks for taking my side on this today.
You're welcome. Anytime.